This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Dan Gottlieb is the owner of Tin Box Partners. Now, it's another company in the game consumed with making one of the best products in the game. We'll learn more about them. It's a pleasure to welcome Dan Gottlieb to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hi, Dan.
Hey, John. How are you, sir?
I'm great. I'm great. Thank you for doing this. We're going to get to your product, but I see from my extensive research, you were at one point and still are a golf professional, but it ended up not being all you thought it would be.
It was all I thought it would be. And I still am. I maintain my PGA Class A status as a golf professional. I just wanted to work for myself at some point in my life, and I found a small opportunity to do that. And I kind of rode it as far as we have gone so far.
Well, so tell me how Tin Box began.
It actually started with me as a PGA professional working at a club. Started as a second assistant, moved to a first assistant position, and my membership and my boss was so active, I couldn't remember everything that was being thrown at me every day. Started carrying a little notepad around. Didn't really want to carry a boring notepad in my pocket, so I made a custom cover for it. Started taking that out on the course with me with my yardage notes that I do for tournaments. Somebody saw it, said, hey, can you make me one? I said, sure. Somebody else saw it, hey, can you make me one? And I went, yeah, but will you pay me for it? and they said yes. And I went, okay, we might have something here. And the requests just kept coming in. And I started a little cottage business that way. And 3 years later, I was in business for myself, working by myself. Now I have a few employees that work with us at Tin Box Partners, and we're spreading the love.
So it didn't start primarily as a yardage book cover?
No, it started as a notebook cover for myself.
But you have, and it's hard to do this on the radio, obviously. You can go to the website, tinboxpartners.com, and see the product. It's hard to do this on the radio. But you want to make a high-quality product, and you have maintained making a high-quality product throughout its history, right?
That's correct. We started with the best product that we could find, and we tried to figure out, how can we make this better? How can I make the wheel spin a little quicker? And we made a couple of adjustments in some materials, and every day we're trying to get better. We always want to put out a quality product first, and then everything else comes with that.
I find it to be an interesting dynamic because, you know, there are people that play the game that, and you know this, Dan, that couldn't care less about a yardage book.
Right.
And then there are those, like me, that love them. How do you find those people like me? Or do they find you?
They find us. And that's been the great thing about the business, is they really have sought us out because they want somebody to make them something that is personal for them and where they can put their notes. You know, I know when I'm on the course playing in a tournament, the notes that I carry with me, the charting that I've done to prepare for my round, that's my livelihood. I'm not gonna do anything without, you know, my information, so I'm going to want to protect it. On a hot, sweaty day, you need something to cover that book and protect your notes. We took it a step further. We'll actually, you know, custom make a cover for you and put some inspirational words on the inside. Because there's, and you know this, John, you get to a point in a round where you're struggling a little bit to maintain, and you just need something to remind you to relax or stay in your tempo or just do your routine. And we put that on the inside so that when you go in for your notes, you see that. You take a deep breath. And you just kind of go through your routine. And that's the difference in what we do. We try to make something that helps golfers inspire themselves on the course to play better when they're struggling.
We're talking with Dan Gottlieb from Tin Box Partners. All right, so we see the tour player every week pulling out their book. Mm-hmm. But the average golfer, Dan, lives kind of in a world of of rangefinders and GPS devices is, I guess that's why they find you. Who's your audience? Who's out there?
Our clientele, our customer base is the discerning golfer, if you will, the tournament amateur and the professional alike. We do a lot of college programs. We run over 50 collegiate programs that come to us and say, hey, we want to do this for our kids. People who want to get better, people who want to put in the time and put in the work to chart a green for their home course so they can take it with them. You know, people who are playing in the local amateur tournament and they want to go walk the course and create some sight lines and take those notes with them on the course. The golfer who wants to put in the work to get better, not the person who wants to sit on the range and just, you know, beat a bucket of balls. Somebody who wants to really do the legwork and then go out and make it happen.
Shortly, the Ryder Cup's going to take place. So when folks watching the Ryder Cup see those players pull out their Ryder Cup yardage books, those are going to be your books, aren't they?
Yeah, Team USA is using our custom yardage books this year. Team USA has used our custom yardage book covers for the last three Ryder Cups. Their caddies have used them for the last four. But this year's a little bit different. This year's the first year that the Team USA crest logo with USA written on the front of it is actually being released to the general public. They've never released that logo before. And we were able to be one of the seven or eight products that are being released with that logo on it. And it's great to see Team USA, you know, using our stuff. I know we make a really quality product if they're coming to us going, hey, we want you to do this for us. And I'm happy the general public gets to use that logo now. They get to purchase something with that team, the official Team USA logo, the double American flag shield. It's never been released before, and I'm very proud to be a part of that.
Now, to that end, Dan, there are retail outlets. Have I seen there are retail outlets that will that sell it? But I also wouldn't be wrong steering people to your website
for the Ryder Cup cover.
Yeah,
the Ryder Cup cover was available through a couple of retailers.
Okay,
but they have since sold out of them. They don't have any more stock.
Ah.
And the only entity that has any stock right now, the Hazeltine Golf Shop has a few left, and then they'll be in the merchandise tent. We have, I don't know the exact volume that we shipped over to the merchandise tent, but that'll be the last place that they're available. We're not allowed to sell them direct to the public. They have to buy them through a PGA retailer.
I see. But to your point, this is the first time the PGA of America, or in this case, has allowed this to happen.
That's correct.
You mentioned the college teams and the college business. I always find it interesting because they can use devices, but I get the impression that many schools like them using books because, you know, if they graduate to the larger professional tours, they're going to be using books. So how big is that business for you guys?
Our collegiate program has exploded in the last 2 years. We went from working with just a few programs to those programs going to these tournaments and all these kids going, hey, hey, coach, we need these. We need to have these. And we have over 50, 60 programs that we provide to every year. The coaches, what they've told me is the players love them because they get to, again, go out and chart a course. The coaches love them because they get to teach the players the old school way how to do it. Go chart a green. Go plan out every shot, you know, in your practice round so that you know exactly what you're going to do when you get to that tee box. And if you forget, you go to your notes, it's right there for you. And they're trying to teach the kids, like you said, John, you know, how to get ready for the next stage. You know, how to get ready for that big tournament that they can't use their rangefinders for. It's a nice old school or the old guard coming back trying to teach the new players how to do it in a traditional way. And I like that personally. That's one of my favorite things.
Has this gotten not bigger than you thought it would be, but has it grown faster than you thought it would?
Yeah. I had no intentions of this being something that would support me, my family, and grow to the level that it is. I was just doing it on the side to make a little extra money as a golf professional. So it's nice.
It has to speak. I know it speaks to the quality, but it also has to speak to your point of the clientele. They still want quality. It is, you know, you say old school, but everything old seems to be new again. And to your point, a whole new generation discovering the way of doing things.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, you hit it on with right on the head with the quality. I started out to make a quality product for myself. And then when I started actually selling them to others, it had to be even better than what I would make for myself. And we've kept our quality, or I try and every day to keep our quality at the highest standard that we can. You know, we don't have an express written guarantee or warranty program. The bottom line is if something goes wrong with the materials or the workmanship, give us a call, send it back to us. We'll do everything we can to make it right for you. That's how I believe products should be made. You know, we stamp everything with our website on the inside and then made in the USA. And I'm very proud that everything is handmade, you know, in the USA.
He is Dan Gottlieb. Again, it's 10 Box Partners. You can find out more on the website, 10boxpartners.com. Dan, I know you don't do this often. Thank you for taking the time to do this and talking about your product. Congratulations, and we'll talk again.
John, it's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.